Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, Indianapolis Colts coming into town. You know, 7-4 team, a team in the AFC that's in the playoff hunt. And to me, this is a game at home that the Lions should win. And I think it's strange.
We said that before.
It's strange to say that because you look at the Lions 4-7, the Colts 7-4. But to me, the Colts are a team that's take advantage of opportunities given their way. I think they're a team that's probably played beyond their talent at 7-4. I look at the one statistic, they're 6-1 in games that are decided by one possession or less.
Right.
The Lions are 3-6 in those games. And I think that's the difference between these two teams. The Colts have taken advantage of opportunities that have, you know, come their way. The Lions have not. But the Lions are a more talented team, in my opinion.
Well, I think they are overall. You know, the experience at quarterback. You know, Reggie Wayne is a terrific wide receiver. Calvin Johnson is better than Reggie Wayne, but Reggie Wayne's good enough. I mean, there's a certain limit where you don't have to be any better than that. But, yeah, overall, I'd say the Lions have a better, a more talented roster. But are the Colts really a 7-4 roster? I don't think so, but give them credit for what they did. Are the Lions a 4-7 roster? No, they're not, but give them credit for what, or give them discredit for what they did. Look, this is just a football game. This isn't a building block. This isn't a makeup. This isn't, you know, get the 3-game losing streak off your back. This is just play on Sunday, and when you're done, go back and play the next game. That's all it is. It doesn't mean anything beyond Sunday. That's the way they ought to treat it.
Well, that's how you have to look at it now. They obviously need to win the rest of their games
to
be considered into the playoffs, and you only do that by winning the first one. You know, you've made that point a bunch of times. So I think
11
really,
times.
Really, this season really has come down to 1 week at a time. You can't look past the Colts. You can't afford to look past any team at this point. It's every game counts, every win counts from here on out, one loss. And you're talking about next year.
You know, something we kind of started in the middle of the week, you know, on our website is Calvin Johnson's pursuit of Jerry Rice's record. Do you say go for it at all costs?
Not at all costs.
High cost?
At a, you know, I don't think you can lose your identity on offense. And their identity is to throw to Calvin Johnson.
Right.
So I think in the framework of how this offense works, that's what you're going to do anyways. When you try forcing balls into double and triple coverage and you're, you know, not hitting open receivers to get Calvin Johnson the ball, I think that's a detriment. I think you're probably playing for the wrong reason. And offensively, you're playing for the wrong reason.
Right. You know, this I made this point in something I wrote. It's not like you don't want to get to like a basketball game where a guy is shooting it at his own basket to get a rebound for a triple-double. That cheapens everything. But you know, we went through this in 1997 when Barry Sanders was going for 2,000 yards. I remember Kurt Sylvester used to cover the Lions for the Free Press. We were talking about, well, should they give the ball to Barry? And he says, don't you think giving the ball to Barry helps him win? It's the same thing here. Don't you think throwing it to Calvin helps him win? And I've said this a couple of times. I thought they got away from going to their best guy late in a couple of games. So what I say, you know, don't wear him out, but throw the ball to Calvin and good things will happen.